Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 65.
We've been sharing the last few weeks about I can have confidence in God because He has confidence in me. That we have God as the one who had made the way for us. Jesus went to the cross for us. Jesus showed us a pattern of living for us of how to live. How to live. And all we have to do is just find it in the manual called the Bible. And in the Bible, the manual, we have all the things we need to find out and learn as to what to do when this happens to you. Because it covers the whole gamut of life. It really does. Every single thing happening in life, it is in the Bible as to what to do. Let me share with you from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 8 and 9. The Bible says, you know, we can be troubled on every side, but we are not in distress. Don't let those burdens press you down until you're flatter than a pancake. I mean, don't let it happen to you. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but we are not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but we are not destroyed. You know, back in the olden days when we had yards in running, there was a 100-yard dash. Now there are meters, but anyway, the 100-yard dash. And the race wasn't over until you passed the line or hit the tape, and then was over. And so some of you, you got to understand, here we are just the very beginning of this brand new year, 2020. Some of you already throwing away your list that you made up. The things that you wanted to accomplish in 2020. And here we are, just barely into the second or third week, and you're saying, ah, that's it. I give up. Can't do it. What a waste of time that was. I'll just go back to the same old thing, doing the same old thing, getting the same old results, and I won't be happy. I won't be, it'll make me sad, and I won't be a better person for it. It's just the way it is, and that's all there is to it. And the thing is that you can change. You can be a better person. You can set course for a new direction in life when you realize that, yes, troubles will hit and things are going to distress you. But you have one to lean on that'll give you the strength to see you through the day. And I pray that you'll understand that. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 3, and verse 12, Ephesians 3 and 12, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by faith of Him. We can go into the throne room of God because of Jesus and say, Father, let me lay it out for you. I'm in trouble. But He knows all that. And so He knows your past. He knows your present. He knows your future. And so when you honestly say to Him, God, I need help. He said, yeah, I know. I've been able to see all that. And so if you listen to the Holy Spirit inside of you, He will lead you, guide you, and direct you as to what step to take. And then you might say, wow, that was simple. Why didn't I do that already? And that is an excellent question for yourself. Why didn't you do that already? Do you think you could handle that problem all by yourself? You thought it was going to be way too hard. You didn't want to be too, quote unquote, religious. You didn't want to have to read your Bible all the time. You didn't want to pray. You didn't want to sing. You didn't want to worship. You didn't want to go to church. You didn't want to participate at all. But you expect God to intervene somehow? No. And so, you know, if you want to hear from a judge, you better go to the courtroom. And so if you want to get in the throne room of God and get the benevolence of God, you go to where He is. And then He wants to be with you. And so, yes, problems will come, but He will assist you and help you where you are. When you invite Him in and you say, Lord, help me. This is only the very first month of the brand new year. And when you say, God, I got a long way to go here. So I need your help. You know, and there's one scripture that tells us that we can have the favor of man and the favor of God. Wow. Of man and God, of God and man, the favor of God. What is the favor of God? when you are put into a position that logically you're just not supposed to be there. But because you are there, a light supernaturally maybe dawns on somebody and you come floating to the top and said, oh, okay, I don't know why, but I'm picking you. I don't know why, but you seem to be the one fitted for this job. And maybe on the sheet here, your resume, it doesn't look like it. Your fellow employees don't see that you excel in anything. But there's something inside of me sharing with me, showing me that you're the one that I need to pick. The favor of man, the favor of God. And that can be on you all year long, particularly when you keep it in perspective. Why do I have this favor? Is it really because I am way so good? I'm Superman? Yay! Cheers for me! No, it's because you have a benevolent God that is looking out for you on your behalf. Let me share with you from Isaiah 40. The Bible tells us in Isaiah 40 and verse 31, but they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. So waiting on the Lord. I said, come on, God, hurry up. I got 30 seconds. That's not waiting on God. Waiting on God is when you take T-I-M-E, time to be in His presence and to worship Him and to praise Him and to honor Him and allow Him time to speak into your life, and He will. He wants to. He will if you let Him. But they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run, not be weary. They shall walk, and they shall not faint. And it's for those that take time all during this year. And not running to God like He's a sugar daddy. In other words, when things are miserable and bad, but all the time, desiring, wanting to be in His presence in the good and the bad and the ugly. At all times, go to Him and say, I want to get into Your presence. I want to know You. I want to be with You. And He'll want to be with you because He's your Heavenly Father. You're His child. Make it a great reunion with the Heavenly Father every single day, every single day of this year of 2020. I want to thank you for watching and listening to Table Talk.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.